You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Future-proof your business with up to 5 million rand in fast, flexible funding from Lula. Visit lula.co.za and make cash flow. In the world of small business, it's always difficult to guard against some of the things that you don't know are coming your way. And one of the things we spoke about yesterday was around the insurance side of things and putting in place relevant insurance to guard against the eventualities you don't yet know about. But the other side of it is also looking at other people out there that are intentionally looking to put your business in a worse off position, to defraud you, to potentially do things that they shouldn't be doing. And that's why it becomes so important to look at some security measures, especially when you're dealing with the realm of online transactions and electronic transactions. I'm joined on the line by the head of engineering at Lula, John Dalton, to take a look at this and just understand how we can better secure our businesses and better improve the security that we have for our transactions. Good evening, John. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by looking at the importance of things like transactional safety. I mean, more often than not, we might take for granted whether or not the transaction follows the right protocols and whether or not it's secure enough. But the reality is, if a transaction goes wrong for a small business, that can be life or death.
Hi, Jimmy. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Absolutely, I agree with you. It's really important for a small business to stay vigilant and not become a statistic. But yeah, in reality, we all know someone that, you know, has been targeted. In general, though, Jimmy, the South Africa banking ecosystem is quite well protected. We see in the SABRIC stats that some sort of fraud is declining. And also in the mobile application banking domain, you know, it's being protected by strong 2FA and anti-phishing countermeasures. All of that said, it's still will always be difficult to protect your customers against social engineering attacks, and that will always be problematic. So one of these attacks that every small business should be aware of is effectively so-called CEO fraud, and would involve some form of email spoofing. So, for example, your junior clerk gets a strongly worded email from the CEO to make a critically urgent transfer. You know, that clerk is then placed under pressure and simply actions the payment. Just imagine if this attack is AI assisted or deepfakes are combined, it's going to get scary. But as a small business, Jimmy, you can protect yourself. Just create awareness among your employees, send them for training. There's many online resources that are also a good starting point. Ensure you have data protection policy in place and at least implement, you know, principles such as least privilege. Your employees, though, I mean, they can look at the following practices. You know, look at be on the lookout for calls from unknown numbers. If there's any sense of urgency, get a reference number and rather call your bank back. Never do sensitive transactions on untrusted channels. Don't share OTPs. If you get 2FA messages, you know, just read those. Yeah, it's important to be even vigilant on supplier websites, you know, claiming exorbitant discounts for a limited time period. That website could be a clone. You know, it could harvest data, credit card details, or even try to elicit payments. Jimmy, these sound obvious, but obviously the syndicates, they've got the right tools. They're pretty experienced in deception, and they are extremely motivated. So it's important to just have your employees think logically and not to become emotional.
That's certainly something that we've spoken about on our show before, is to say be very vigilant around the information that you share and how you share that information. And as you rightly mentioned, John, there's syndicates out there that are working tirelessly to ensure that whatever information you share with them, they're able to use against you. That brings about another concern and another question from a business perspective. When we look at data sharing, I mean, there is obviously the Protection of Public Information Act that's out there, Protection of Personal Information Act that's out there, rather, and the data sharing that comes with some of the transactions or the nature of some of the transactions that we get into. You touched on it in brief to say that we've got a very secure banking system and a very secure kind of ecosystem that exists for those transactions. But beyond that, when we look at the dangers of data sharing, what do we kind of need to be aware of, but also what gives us comfort if we think about sharing information between organizations or between trusted organizations?
Jimmy, completely agree. So the sharing of transactional statements specifically with trusted third parties was first met with some resistance, so especially from the big banks, you know, because of commercial reasons. That said, even in the retail space, this has become general practice, where various open banking standards really have become a reality. Personally, Jimmy, I use 22/7, so that's a personal financial management tool where you can, across a multitude of banks and investment institutions, you know, get some personal financial management in place. The application and similar applications have created a sense of ease in the industry, so that's great. However, customers and, you know, I should always be vigilant, as you mentioned, and, you know, check the domain that you're navigating to, verify that the URL has been precisely constructed, to ensure that you're on that specific trusted website. Check the padlock icon on the left-hand side, ensure that you're using secure communication. Keep your browser updated to ensure that you make use of the latest security updates. And if your browser has any warnings, please read them carefully. But from an account perspective, always enable strong 2FA as far as possible. So I'm talking about app-based 2FA and biometrics rather than SMS.
Speaking of apps, I've heard via the rumor mill, John, that Lula is actually coming out with an app. And I want to look at the innovation side of things. I mean, we've looked at the security side of it. We've looked at how some of the players in the space are providing secure things like 2FA that you can use for your needs as a small business. But I want to look at the innovation from a supplier or a product supplier perspective. Lula's got some interesting things that you've got in the works around cloud-based solutions for securing data and around the app that's set to launch. Can you just take me through that?
Yeah, Jimmy. So, I mean, having a cloud-based banking platform just enables us to rapidly innovate. I mean, it means effectively that we're not suffering from a lot of the other legacy issues that other financial institutions suffer from. Very excited about our mobile application release later this year. So, I mean, mobile applications, should be the preferred channel of choice for banking customers. It just allows for enhanced security features and like device biometrics and other hardware capabilities. You know, from a bank's perspective, if we're looking at a mobile application, there's just, especially against social engineering, if we look at the distribution, you actually have control of the binaries being distributed. The mobile application just drastically reduces the amount of browser-based attack vectors that the customers are exposed to. So it's beneficial all around.
These solutions are certainly out there to help improve your businesses and help secure your businesses. But as John mentioned, do your homework and make sure you secure your data. If something looks wrong, it probably is. Be safe out there. But we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for those insights, John. That's John Dalton, who is the head of engineering at Lula, taking us through some transactional safety points as well as what they're doing as a business to better secure their clients. If access to funding is holding your business back, apply for up to 5 million rand in business funding at lula.co.za and make cash flow.
You've just closed a deal. Your business is about to boom. But you need cash quickly. Do you find a way to cut costs? Tap into your personal savings? Go to the bank with its long queues and pages of paperwork? No. Ask Lula. It's fast, easy, Lula to get business funding of up to 5 million rand in 24 hours. Apply online in minutes with no paperwork, no obligations, and no collateral needed. Apply today at lula.co.za and make cash flow.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.